folks, and welcome to the Digital Construction Skills Podcast. My name is Chris Grant, and today I'm delighted to be joined by one of the stars of our Tech to Grow event last week, Norma Matheson. Norma, you went down a storm last week at our Tech to Grow event that we had in Hamilton. We just thought we'd just do a quick rerun of what we discussed. Norma, great to have you. You're Norma Matheson. You're the Finance Director of Matheson Damp Services. And we're going to talk today about how SMEs and micros can use free software to automate their business processes. So, Norma, can you tell us a bit about your company and what kind of work you're involved with and what do you do within the company?
Yeah, Chris, thank you very much for having me along again. I really enjoyed last week and it was great to meet so many new people and really insightful event. Yes, so we're a family business based in Renfrewshire. We specialise in damp and timber treatment and we offer that to homeowners. We've got property investors and businesses as well, just across central Scotland.
What did the company look like when it started, when you started this journey? What was it looking like? You give us a bit of a background. What problem were you trying to solve?
Yeah, sure. So, well, my background's actually in systems. So really, I suppose I've got what I might say a more logical approach to things. And when I joined the company, it was really just my husband and my son that were running it. And we've grown really, really fast in the past 2.5-3 years. So we realised that we had to have something to control the customer journey and to really just keep on top of things. So what I did was we decided like we were really using things like Microsoft Word and Excel to keep track of the journey. But at that point, we realised that maybe that could get a wee bit messy and we needed something that was a bit more sort of concise and that would help everybody in the company could get access to it. So that's why we started looking out with the sort of Microsoft world.
Maybe just define what you mean by customer journey in the context of your business first, and right. Then we can talk about the solution.
Sure, yeah. So when I say customer journey, what I was really thinking of was like from the minute the customer actually contacts us right through to we organise a survey, send in their estimate out, and if they want to go along with us, getting the job done. And then at the end of it, obviously sending out a guarantee because we guarantee most of our work as well. So it's from sort of start to finish, really. And also, if there's any notes along the way, we're able to log that as well. So that's what we're looking for.
So typically, before going to the software, was that just a bunch of like Word documents? And what did that look like? What did the documentation look like? Was it spreadsheets or...?
Well, with spreadsheets, for the cash flow, with spreadsheets, and I mean, don't get me wrong, I still use that. That is excellent. I still have my wee Excel in the background, but I think that's more of a safety net. But it was Microsoft Word and Invoice2Go that my husband was using. Uh-huh. But that was before I sort of came on board. But I kind of wanted to centralise everything and have it all in the one place.
Right, okay. So was your expertise in that already? You said you came from was it the banking sector you came from originally?
Yes. I worked for Clydesdale Bank. So I worked for their finance company, actually, helping them develop their software. So I had a more logical approach to it. So I really wanted to make sure that although we're a small family business, that we had processes and the systems in place so that we could take the business forward and to grow it really without losing data or somebody calls up, you don't want to be saying, oh, wait a wee minute, where's that bit of paper? So that's where we went.
Right.
From.
So then, maybe you just tell us a bit more than why you decided to, what was the process involved, to select the software and how did you end up with the actual solution that you ended up with?
Well, my daughter and I, she's part of the business as well. We sat down and we looked at basically what was on the market. We weren't really sure, to be honest, because again, that wasn't a speciality, the sort of customer sort of like software. And what we looked at was Monday, Trello and Asana. And okay. They're all very similar. And to be honest, as I've went along the way, speaking to other people, some people use Monday, some people use Trello, and they seem to really enjoy using it. But we went with Asana because we looked it up and looked at a lot of YouTube videos, looked at people that were using it in their business, and we just felt that it was quite a flexible tool and it was free as well to use at the point that we were taking it on.
Free. Wow. Brilliant.
Yeah, free.
Right. Okay. So if it's free then, so we'll come back to the free part in a minute and what does that look like? But can you just tell us a bit about how you use Asana just now then? What does that look like in your business?
So we've got Asana. Just now, we are hoping to grow it, but what we've got just now in place is sales and operations. So the sales side really is from when the customer phones up, our admin team, they use it to log the customer's details, and then they set up an appointment with the surveyor, and the surveyor goes out and they log information on the property. They take photographs and they draw like diagrams of the actual area. Mm-hmm. And at that point, the surveyor will attach a costing sheet. We have a costing sheet. It is actually on Excel just now, but it's part of Asana, if you know what I mean. It's attached to a blank document. Mm-hmm. They then use that and they go, they fill in their figures, and then that goes back to admin, and the costing sheet then creates a estimate, which is out with Asana, I must say. At this point, we use QuickBooks for that.
Yeah.
But that's something, again, it's then uploaded. The estimate is then uploaded back onto Asana so that, again, like I said previously, the whole customer journey is getting logged. Then if the customer decides to go ahead with us, it's then moved on to the operations side of things, and from there, if the customer calls up or gets in touch by email and says, look, I'd like to go ahead, our admin team get in contact with the operations manager, sort out a date in the diary when we can fit in the work, organise. We've got a subcontractor, Plaster, so he's also got access to Asana, and all the dates are put in for that. And then from there, the whole job process, like setting up the job itself, we'll put on information like the materials that's involved in that job, because that comes from the costing sheet. Mm-hmm. We've also got that you can upload photographs of the before, during and after the job, which is an excellent, it's building a wee sort of diary of the whole job itself, a history. Mm-hmm. And the risk assessment sheets are on Asana as well, so that we're covering health and safety. And then once the job's finished, we'll ask for a sort of review or feedback from the customer. That's all logged on Asana as well. And then we send out for a guarantee. We provide some of our guarantees are provided by ourselves, and some are from a third-party contractor that we use their products. But all of that, again, is logged on to Asana.
Right. So it's not replacing Excel spreadsheets and document. It allows you that facility to use it as a tool, but you can attach documents from jobs and things like that. And photographs as well. So you can.
Yes.
They're all stored on this cloud-based.
Stored. Yeah. I mean, we could. To be honest, I suppose that we could probably actually adjust it to have signatures, but that's something we need to look in. We haven't really expanded it. You can pay to get like an upgrade subscription.
Sure.
Because I suppose we could actually have a something like maybe DocuSign, like integration, something that will integrate to actually sign off when the team are doing their risk assessment, that sort of thing. But we're kind of using it at quite a basic level just now. We do hope to grow it.
But you seem, it sounds like you're getting a lot out of it, and that's free. That's free. Yeah. It's a free version, which is
great. It is indeed, it's excellent, yeah.
I mean, you seem to be getting a lot. I mean, I always wonder what's in it for likes of a company like Asana, really, to give away such functionality for a free platform.
I mean, to be honest, because of my background, and obviously it was in a much bigger version, working in the corporate world, I was quite surprised as well, because obviously things have moved on. Mm-hmm. It's a long time since I've worked in that side of things. But I think, you're getting the basics, and, what I've explained, what we're laying out, you could probably, again, for argument's sake, you could probably, as you say, do it in a Word document or an Excel document. But the beauty of it is it's got the facility, like a diary, and it's step-by-step subtasks you're putting in, and you can diarise these subtasks, so it's reminding people. But to take it a lot further for perhaps detailed reporting or for managing a much bigger project that I know big companies use, you would have to pay for that, for those upgrades.
Right. And for example, is that something that you're talking about, the DocuSign? And what else would that be? What else would you be paying for there? Would that be more licences, as it restricted by numbers of people can use it, or?
Yeah, well, just now, as far as I know, you think it's about £9.65, but it is per user.
Yes.
Access. Now, we've got 9 members of staff just now. I think, to be honest, it would be different levels. So, for instance, most of our users would still be free, the basic.
Yes.
Access. Uh-huh. It would really only be maybe like management for management reporting that would need the extra access. Now that's, I think it works out about just under 965, I think it may be, or just under £10 anyway, to get the next level up. And then again, there's one which is about £21, but that's, you're talking like huge companies, like
yes,
big companies like L'Oreal and Doc Martin, they've used it. So, I mean, I don't see us using that version, but certainly sure, we do want to like expand, because we want to take on, for instance, we're looking at or human resources, we want to add that onto Asana. So obviously, we'd like to like expand in that. And we really want to make use of it, like to MailChimp, maybe integrate with that so that we can send out some information to customers about sure, any offers we've got. That's mm-hmm, that sort of thing, you know. But right now we're not using any big integration with it. So I think even the reporting would be great for us, but we're just not using that level of it yet.
Okay then. So, I mean, was it easy to set the system up, Norma? You know, and what skills do you need to do something, setting a system like this up, would you say?
Well, I actually, although my background was systems, and I say I did set it up in that, what I did was I just really created a flowchart. We all went through, we sat down as a team, the whole family, and we said, look, this is what we need out of the system, each area needs out of the system. And I created a flowchart, passed it to my daughter, and she hasn't got a background in systems. And she just went through it. She sort of read a YouTube video on how to set it up. And she mm-hmm, just went from there. And yes, we've tweaked it. We started, that would be November 20, around about October, November 20, we started using it. And we've had one sort of major, when I say upgrade to us, we've tweaked it maybe a year down the line. But I mean, it's so flexible. I mean, we make, well, not daily, but maybe weekly, I'll make the odd wee change to it, maybe the wording of something, a subtask, or add a wee subtask in here and there. So sure, it's extremely flexible to use.
Okay. So what would you say, what difference has this made since she's implemented it?
I think the major thing is it's saved us a lot of time in the process and the information. It's streamlined the business. So all the information is in one place. And again, that's why I'm looking to use it for other areas of the business. I think it is a really intuitive tool to use. I mean, we've given half-day training to our team members, and they have found it extremely easy to use. I mean, albeit yeah, they're a lot younger than me, but, you know, like early 20s, but they love it because they say, you know, it gives them a bit of control as well. Before, it was really just like the operations manager was saying on the job, right, guys, here's the job. Showing them a sort of a diagram, and there you go. Whereas now they get much more access. They can see the photographs, the information the surveyor's written when he was on the survey. So uh-huh, I think, you know, it's been a huge bonus for everyone in the team.
And does it give you that kind of date stamp as well? So if you know someone gets uploaded, can you keep a track of when things were logged on the system and things like that? You know, is there any of that kind of functionality in it?
It is indeed, yeah. Everything is date stamped. Like, for instance, you have what you call templates. So we have like a template. That's what I was saying earlier on. We've got like a sales and operations side. So you've got a sales template and you've got an operations template. And the minute you create that template, it starts, whoever's using the system, like you sign in with we've all got emails. So it date stamps it mm-hmm, and time, date and time stamps it. And then, for instance, say, like, I don't know, halfway through the job, one of the team leaders or the operations manager wants to make notes. They might have come across something that's a wee bit unusual. They've taken photographs, but they want to explain it. So there's a free format box, which I call a diary section. And again, all of that is date and time stamped. But also within the subtasks, for instance, I can go in. So when we go through the guarantees, it's got a subtask that says, excuse me, guarantee. And then you'll look to see what kind of job. So, for instance, if we've done Rising Damp, that'll be a guarantee that we send out to a third party. So I can write in my initials, or mm-hmm, say I was doing it, I would select it, put my initials, it'd be my email address. So I would select that and say, right, I'm dealing with that task. And I put a date in it. So then it emails you to remind you of what you've got to do it. So that's really right, clever as well. You know, so you can hand out tasks to people as well.
Brilliant, brilliant. So would you say, has it improved communication between site and you know, the field or and the office as well. Has any benefits from that point of view, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the before, like I say, the way we were using it was kind of in isolation. So even, to be honest, sales and operations, were it was a bit sort of an isolation. So we've came together more and we realise now that because of the diary format, that you can write notes in it. Mm-hmm. And then we're able to communicate. But also, I think the very fact that we're able to give every team member, including, I don't know if I mentioned, the subcontractor, our plasterer, he uses it. And he finds it excellent. He uses it more as a diary system for himself, but for our work, he can see exactly where he's going, and he's got pictures, so he can see like what he's getting into, which is excellent. Sure. Because before he was kind of maybe turning up and thinking, "Oh, I've not got that." I'm not too technical, but for instance, it might be like a certain type of gyp rope, or it might be that it's a bigger job than imagined. They might have to frame it out. So that sort of thing, it means then he knows exactly what he's getting into. So everybody's kept in the loop. Yeah.
So I see. So he's basically getting a picture of what it's going to look like. So he's got some sort of expectation. There's no what's this kind of
surprise?
This is not what I expected. Yeah. So yeah, you know, and no one likes surprises, as you know. But no, that's yeah. Great. So that's a great example, because that was just actually exactly the kind of thing I was going to actually ask you next, Norma, was, you know, how do the other team members use it, you know, and the people on site, you know, do they interact with it quite well? What's that interface look like? You know, does it come up on a phone, or is it quite an easy to scroll through app, or what does it look like?
Well, yeah, it's actually, you probably know yourself, and a lot of people, you know, listen to this will realise that even when we get our website made, the very first time, the chap that was making it said, look, you know, I'll have to adjust it a lot because, you know, people can be viewing it in tablets or, you know, an iPhone or just like an Android.
Yeah.
And there are times where you kind of cringe when you go into something, but quite often, even big sites, and I'm trying to read through it and I'm trying to like press the next and I can't see it on the screen because it's on a phone. But the beauty of Asana is we use it in the office. So we use MacBooks in the office. And the surveyor uses a tough pad. It's basically like a notepad, but it's like supposed to be tougher, as it's called, you know.
Yeah.
So if there's any bumps. And the teams, they use iPhones on site. And I obviously, to set it all up, I've had to look at them all. And they're all very easy to use because more so sort of like your iPad or your tough pad and your MacBook. It's pretty easy to use because it gives you different views. It's got several views. It's got what it calls like a board view, and it's got like a diary view, mm-hmm. or calendar view, as it actually calls it. So I would imagine mostly I certainly found it easier to use it on landscape mode rather than portrait on the phone. But no, we've had no problems with that. I just love that it's just so smooth going from one sort of like handheld device to another. And again, I can't emphasize this enough, all the team, there's been no one kind of giving it, no, I don't really get this, because I know in the past when I've trained people, you know, it's only natural, not everyone gets, you know, like immediately, or not everyone perceives things the same way, but I have really good feedback from the team. They really enjoy using it.
So And I take it then there wasn't a significant investment then in terms of hardware to install it, like a system like this from you. You know, was it you had iPhones already, or did you make a conscious decision to invest in any kind of tablet technology or anything like that to go along with it? Or
no, we had all the handheld devices. We gave the team, they have iPhones because it's more for like data protection, obviously GDPR compliant, mm-hmm. and the fact that we feel that they shouldn't really be expected to be using their phones for anything, their own phones while they're on site. So they mm-hmm. they use, so that was the only really investment, but not so much for Asana, because they use it for like taking pictures of receipts or anything like that as well.
Sure.
And the tough pads we'd already invested in. We actually got a grant from Digital Boost Fund, mm-hmm. and that was really, they're quite sort of specific, sort of a niche thing, but they're more for just on site because of this dust. The surveyor might be, you know, clambering up a loft or kind of under floorboards taking pictures, and we already had the MacBooks on site in the office. Yeah,
my goodness, it sounds like it's a fairly nice little like journey you're on there, and it looks like would you say you're kind of ready to take the next step then?
Yeah. Definitely. I can't wait. I'm quite excited, Chris. I'll be honest with you, though, and I'm sure this is the case for a lot of sort of like business owners, is getting the time. So I've decided that I'm going to lock myself away for a few days just to get my head around it, because I want to move up. I want to upgrade the package. I mean, we're getting using it free just now. But if we could upgrade and get a lot more benefit from it, I mean, it is. I just feel the world is your oyster, you know, with Asana, because it really is such good value. When you think about, as I said earlier, you know, you could probably buy some of these, dare I say, off the shelf things. Packages will be an awful lot more expensive, and I just feel this is so easy to sort of like mold it to your own need.
Yeah, absolutely. So Norma, I would say, just like, you know, what just to finish off then, right, what advice then would you give to other business or other business owners who are thinking of using Asana or something similar?
I would say certainly do your homework, because I did. I mean, I think I can't even remember the term that I typed in, but when I was looking for similar software, a lot of it was it was really focused on like engineers going out to service jobs. So it was like service engineers on field service engineers, really. Uh-huh. And eventually I came across Asana. So if you're looking for something similar, I would say look at Asana, Monday and Trello. They're the three ones that when I did my sort of like investigation, they came up top. And I certainly would look your own specific business, because maybe Asana is just not for you, but have a look at them all, look at plenty of YouTube videos and see if you can get examples of real people using it for their business and something similar that your business can align to. Because definitely I can't honestly say about Monday and Trello, because I don't know if they're expensive or you have to pay for them right away. But Asana has been a real godsend for us. And I mean, like I said earlier, everyone has bought into it. We've found it an easy transition, and I see it growing with the company.
Okay. So I suppose there is a few of these field management software things out there that you alluded to there. Did you look into them, and did you feel that the Asana just gave you exactly the same thing?
I think it was more for us, the field management software. See, I'd actually worked in a company that had like sort of field service engineers, and I think that's why I went down that road. So yeah, I think for instance, like gas engineers, maybe that sort of thing. But to be honest, a lot of them are American. And you end up, you go down a rabbit hole without looking at them. And I did actually speak to a couple of people on the phone. You know, we went through, you know, what we were looking for. But again, they were quite expensive, and I just didn't think we were at that stage to invest in software. Whereas Asana gave us that chance to dip our toe in the water.
Fantastic. No, it sounds like something I would definitely recommend people check out. And Norma, thanks again for doing the rerun of the little discussion we had at Tech to Grow last week. And I'm sure a lot of people find that very useful. So thanks very much for your time today, and I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Chris. Thank you for having me along. And what I would say is, you know, our website is mathesandampservices.co.uk. Even if you drop me a wee note there, or Norma at mathesanddampservices.co.uk, I'm more than happy to discuss it with you, because someone has already reached out, and I think it's a great tool to have, and I'd love to share, you know, the journey that we made and hopefully help someone on their way as well.
Brilliant, Norma. That's an offer I'm sure some people will take up. So thanks a million. Thanks again.
Thanks, Chris.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.